Fran 70, today's date is December 12th. I'm interviewing Jim Gray for the Red Dust program at National Mine School.
Could you give us a brief biographical sketch of yourself?
Certainly. I was born in Marquette on November 3rd, 1947, and I lived there until the age of 3. And my parents then moved to Munising. I went to Munising School, public schools, for kindergarten through the 10th grade. And when Munising, one of the highlights of Munising, I remember we used to get a lot of snow. When I was in the 5th grade, it started snowing early in the morning, and they decided to send us home. And by the time they decided, there was so much snow, the buses were stuck, and we ended up spending the night in school.
Wow.
So we used to get a lot of snow at Munising. At the end of my 10th grade, my parents left Munising. My father got a job in Ishpeming. So we moved up to the National Mine area. And we moved out south of National Mine. My parents bought the old Kempinen farm. We had horses at the time, and everything in town was restricted. They couldn't have horses. So we ended up moving way out in the boondocks. And as I said, that was the summer between my 10th and 11th grade in high school. When my dad moved out there, I thought he was crazy because there was no electricity out there. We had our own bottle gas driven light plants.
Your camp.
It was like a camp, yes, but except it was a home, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was no telephone out there. And it was kind of roughing it. Not exactly what we were used to.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have one brother. He's 5 years younger than I am.
Okay. What was his name?
Jeff.
Jeff, and how old was he? Basically, how old was he then when you moved?
He was in the 5th grade.
Okay. Did both of you go to National Mine then?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Okay. When and who did you marry?
I married Judith Mesnick. She's a physician assistant, and we were married in 1980.
Okay.
Are you not?
Do you have any children now?
Yes, we have six.
Six. And what are their
five.
Names?
Five. You five girls and one boy.
Ooh.
We have Stacy.
Okay.
Tanya. Rebecca. Sarah. Stephanie and James.
Has any of them gone to National Mine yet?
No, we live in Ishpeming, so they go to the Ishpeming school
oh,
system.
Okay. What years did you attend National Mine School?
I graduated in 1966.
Okay. You remember some of your teachers from grade school and what were they like?
Well, I didn't have any of the grade school teachers. I remember. Mr. Rusing was here at the time. You remember Mr. Rusing?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Kettle is who I'm working with now, one of my teachers here at National Mine. He was a coach. He was a fifth grade teacher, I believe, at the time. And he wasn't fifth. I'll have to check on that. Okay. He was an elementary teacher.
Any other teachers or anything? Mr. Kettle like he is now, or?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember any humorous stories or anything about when you were attending school?
I remember one time in chemistry class, we were doing an experiment, and one of the experiments needed a lot of apparatus, and I was pulling out the drawer in the chemistry room, which is now the science room. It had the drawers that slide out, and I pulled it out too far, and the drawer fell on the ground. Wow. We had to pay for a few test tubes and a few other things that got broken.
Yeah. Okay, do you remember any other of the teachers, or like Mr. Kettle, was there any humorous stories about him at the time while he was your track coach?
No, he was, I can't really think of any humorous stories.
Okay. How long about was the day, and what time did you start, and what time did the school get over during the day?
I think we started around 8:30, and we were done by 3, something like that.
About the same then as now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. did you get to school? Did you have a bus? Or?
Well, I had my driver's license, and some days I drove the bus, but when I had basketball games and things like that, my parents would let me take the car, mm-hmm. and then I would come drive myself.
Okay. What subjects did you have, and what was your favorite one?
Oh, I had the college prep courses. You know, like I wanted to go to Northern, so I took chemistry and algebra and things like that, geometry and physics, and just prepared me for college. I like the math, I like the science classes.
Because of the teachers, or you just like the subject?
I just like the subject. Yeah.
Let's see. Did any of the teachers have any impact on your life, becoming a teacher?
I think the person that had the most impact on my life is when I was a senior. Bill Millman, the principal here at the time, was a very nice man. I was talking to him one day, and I said, I really don't, I want to go to Northern, I want to go to college. I want to go to Northern, but I don't know what I want to do. And I was very active in sports all the way through school. And he told me, he said, why don't you think about physical education? And that was really the first time I ever thought about being a physical education teacher. And I thought about it and thought it was a good choice. And I pursued that career.
Okay. When you graduated, you did graduate, right?
From National Lines? Yes.
Okay. What was your graduation ceremony like?
Well, it was very nice. It was when I went to music school, I had about 100 kids in my class, and when I came to National Mine, I believe our graduating class had 16 people in it.
Wow.
So it was a lot different, you know. You got to know everybody.
Yeah.
And it was nice. We marched up on the stage, and back then they had the stage in the auditorium. That's where the lunchroom and the band room is now. That was the auditorium. Mm-hmm. And we walked up there, received our diplomas, and it was very nice.
Do you have any special memories of your graduation?
No, I don't. Not real special. It was nice.
Did you have a prom?
I can't remember if there's a prom here or not.
Yeah.
Not important.
Okay. did any tragedies occur while you were attending this school?
We had one girl that, I can't remember her name, she was an Austin girl, that died when I was in school. Mm-hmm. She passed out in the hall or had something happen to her, and I don't know if you'd want to put that in the booklet though, because the parents and stuff might feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. So.
Were you able to maintain any contacts when you went to school?
I see some of my friends occasionally, yes. I have a couple good buddies that I see once in a while. Not as much as I'd like to. Their lives are busy, my life is busy, you know.
Okay, what do you think is the biggest change in the school since you were a student? You're a teacher now?
Being on the other side of the fence, right?
Yeah.
Teacher instead of a student. Mm-hmm. Well, when I went to school here, place where the lunchroom is and the band room used to be a sunken auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And where the bleachers are that we sit in to watch the basketball games, that was a stage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that before, I think.
What was the basketball floor then?
The basketball floor is right where it was. But when people came to watch a basketball game, they sat in the auditorium, in the bleacher type chairs, or in the auditorium type chairs,
mm-hmm.
and watched the basketball game up on like a stage.
And wasn't there like a fence or something in between?
There was a curtain there. There was a net there at one time they used to put up just to keep the basketball players from sliding off onto the auditorium.
The crowd as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another change was the addition of the four classrooms added on to the building. Those were added on a few years ago. Those weren't here when I came to school. And of course, the two portable classrooms this year. So many more students now.
Was there any other things that you remember, big changes here?
No, I don't think so. Those were kind of the biggest changes that I can remember.
Just
school building?
In the school building itself.
Anything with the students?
As far as now and then?
Mm-hmm.
No, students, they're basically the same, I think.
Okay. What are your fondest memories of National Marine as when you were a student?
I think some of the best memories I have is when I was in athletics. We had a lot of good. Are you going to ask anything about athletics in here?
Yeah.
What is it? Oh, okay. Some of the fondest memories. I have a lot of friends that I met here moving into this area. A lot of good memories on being successful in athletics. That we'll talk about later.
I don't know. It's just the meaning of the rest of this is about your teaching. If you wanted to.
Oh, okay. Well, just when I moved up into the National Mine area, as I said in my junior year, there was no track program up here. Mm-hmm. They had a track team a couple of years before I came, but the year before I came, they didn't. And I had been very active in sports and unison.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the varsity track team as a freshman, and I ran the half mile. I was on the varsity track team as a sophomore at unison. And I practiced very hard. When I moved up to National Mine and found out they didn't have a track team, I was very disappointed. So I talked to this principal and my parents did, and we finally got Mr. Keto to come and to agree to be our coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to some of my classmates, and I got enough interest in three other guys, so that we had four of us on our track team.
Yeah.
We had enough for a mile relay, and then the other guys would run a certain whatever event they wanted to, and I ran the half mile. And in my junior year, of the four of us, two of us ended up going to the UP finals. We just missed getting the whole team there by a couple of yards. Our mile relay team came in third in the regional meet, and they were only taking first and second places. So Dave Carey, who was one of the mile relay runners, ended up going in the finals in the quarter mile, the 440, and I ended up going for the UP finals in the half mile. And as a junior, I took second place in the UP in Class D, which is the small schools. You know.
So you were kind of like the reason for getting the track program started here.
Well, it as I said, it was here, but people lost interest. And I wanted to run.
Yeah.
So I used to go during, I'd get up in the morning before school, I'd run 2 miles, then I'd have breakfast, take a shower, and I'd come to school, I'd run during my study hall, I'd go down, put on my sweats, and run out to 581 and back, and take another quick shower, go to class, and then after school we had a track practice. So,
getting warmed up there?
Yeah, right.
Anything else? What sports?
My senior year then, there was much more interest in my senior year. More kids came home. My senior year in the half mile, I was undefeated. I still have the trophy at home that I won at Northern at the indoor meet, and I have a gold medal from my first place in the UP finals, which is probably one of my fondest memories. Another good memory that I don't know if it's a good memory, but another memory that I have about National Mine sports is when I moved up here, I had played center at unison. Now, I'm a small center. I was only 5'10", 5'11 at the time. And when I came up to National Mine, Mr. Rusing was my basketball coach, and he found out that I played center. So he put me in the center spot. We went down and we played against Trout Creek. Trout Creek had a boy, Bob Gale, who went on to play for Michigan State, who was 6'5". He was their center.
Yeah.
I was National Mine center. I knew I was in trouble when he held the ball over his head, and I jumped, and I couldn't hit the ball, and he was just standing there.
Yeah.
You know. I held him to 40 points that night.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a good ball player.
Yeah. I guess so. If there's any message, like, or anything you wanted to say to, like, the students now, what would it be?
Study hard when you're in school. You know, listen to your teachers, work hard, try to get ahead, you know, try to do the best you can. Because if you start goofing around now, that habit can continue for the rest of your life. work hard, have a goal, know what you want, start looking toward it and working toward it. Okay.
Okay? Do you have anything else to add about your student, being a student here?
No, I think that pretty well covers student.
Okay, I guess we can go into now. Your teaching career here now.
How many people do both?
I don't know.
Mr. Kettlewood.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay. What years have you worked at National Mind School?
I started teaching at National Mind School in 1975. I graduated. Do you want to know when I graduated from Northern or any of that stuff in this?
I suppose. What year did you graduate from college?
Okay, I graduated from Northern in 1972. With a Bachelor of Science degree, I have a major in physical education and a minor in biology. I got a teaching job at St. Paul's School in Nagani in 1972, the fall after I graduated. And I taught there for 3 years until the school closed. And I didn't want to leave the area, so I didn't put out many interviews, but as luck would have it, there was a job opening here at National Mind. So I applied and I got the job. And I started working at National Mind in 1975.
And that's 1990 or almost 1991 now.
Right.
That's quite a few years. Okay, in as much detail as possible, just describe your job.
Well, right now I am strictly a physical education teacher. When I first started teaching at National Mind, I had all of the 7th grade classes, which was 7th grade health at the time. It wasn't 7th grade science, but 7th grade health. That has changed drastically over the years. We have many more students now, and the time just doesn't allow me to teach any science classes. So I'm strictly physical education. I have 6th, 7th, and 8th grade physical education right now, and I have one section of 4th grade physical education at the present time.
Okay. What is the most rewarding part of your career?
I think one of the most rewarding parts of the career is seeing kids develop skills, go on to be successful as they grow older, and when they come back and say, just thank you for helping them or what would I say, having an influence on their lives or
impact
on their lives, yeah. Just things like that are rewarding.
Okay. What is the most difficult part of your job? Yelling at us?
That's probably when students are, uncooperative. It's got to be one of the most difficult times. We always find things that we don't like. When people just give you static about an activity that you're doing or, don't want to be cooperative, it's very difficult to handle those types of situations. I mean, you have to handle them, but it doesn't make the job easy.
That's probably not. Okay, how wide did you choose your career? Because of the principal?
Because of the principal, but because of Mr. Millman. I think his influence is what really caused me to start looking toward physical education as a possible job. And I enjoy working with people. I enjoy working with kids. I always have. And I think he kind of steered me in that direction, and it was under that guidance that I chose physical education to be my future.
Did you ever go back and tell him that you were?
Shortly after I graduated, Mr. Millman passed away. I think it was the next year or year or two afterward, and I never did get a chance to go back and tell him that.
Hmm. Okay. How have you seen the duties of your job change over the years?
When I first started teaching physical education, it was not co-educational. Mm-hmm. It was the boys were in one class, the girls were in another. And they were treated separately.
Like home ec and gym. The boys had gym and the girls had home ec?
No, the girls had gym also. They were all the girls were in one class.
Oh, okay.
It would be like your class being, first period or seventh period would be the boys, all the boys in gym class, and eighth period would be the girls, or vice versa.
Yeah.
So, So we had all boys against boys and girls against girls. And that's changed. So now it's all co-ed, co-educational.
Okay. During your career, where were you involved in any special projects or programs and extracurricular activities?
When I first started teaching, I was coaching. I coached 7th grade basketball. I coached, in the first part of my career, I coached 5th and 6th grade boys basketball. I coached 5th and 6th grade girls basketball. I coached 7th and 8th grade boys basketball. And I coached the junior high football program. This was at Nagani.
Oh.
Then I moved to National Mine, and I was involved in the basketball program here. I was a 7th grade coach for many years. But then as we started having more children, I had to get out of that because I didn't have enough time to dedicate to both my children and the basketball kid players. So I had to make a choice, and you know, I just had to give it up. I didn't have the time anymore. But coaching does take a lot of time.
Would you probably still be coaching if you didn't have those responsibilities?
Well, I'm sure I would, yeah.
Did you receive any special training for your job? What did this training involve?
For my job at going to Northern, I graduated, as I said, with a Bachelor of Science degree in physical education is my major. So that's the training.
How long did that take?
Well, I worked my way through school. I started Northern in 1966, and I worked part-time to put my way through so it wouldn't cost my parents anything to put me through Northern, and I graduated in 1972. I worked at the Coca-Cola company delivering pop.
You didn't drive a truck?
Soda pop, yes. I was delivery man. I worked in the plant whenever I had some free time. I could either deliver or work in the plant and bottle of pop.
How long did you do that? No, at the bottling.
I worked there from 66, from the time I graduated, until about 75, because I still worked in the summertime. I'd go back and work there.
Did you work, was it around here?
It was in Marquette and Ishpeming. It was Elson's Coca-Cola. They had a bottling plant in Ishpeming on Cedar Street, and there was a plant in Marquette right on Washington Street.
Okay. Could you describe some interesting or humorous events that happened during your career?
When I started teaching at National Mine School, it was the gymnasium, the stage, and then the auditorium. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of kids here. There were a lot of students. That was before they put the addition on the building. And the kids used to set up the lunch tables on the stage. And I would have a gym class going on in the gym, and the lunch tables would be set up on the stage. That's where the bleachers are now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you can imagine some of the things that, one of the things that happened, I remember, is we were playing volleyball, and I had two nets set up, like we do now, and one of the kids served the ball, and he served the ball too hard, and the ball went over, I had the net set up there, No, it wasn't
in between
it was just
the
open.
Stage
yeah.
and the gym?
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to keep the ball away from there anyway, and one of these kids served the ball too hard, and it went and it landed right in the tray of mashed potatoes. And there were potatoes all over. I mean, they were splattered all over the kids.
But it was just on a little plate?
It was on a tray, like kind of like we have now. Oh. And the ball just landed splat right in the potatoes, and they just flew everywhere. Mm-hmm. Kids all around were splattered with mashed potatoes.
Anything else?
There was another time that one of the kids served a ball, and I remember Helmy Mackey was one of the cooks. She would help set up the, you know, take care of the kids. And one of the kids served a ball, the volleyball again, and it hit her in the glasses, and I felt sorry for her. They hurt, you know, the volleyball hurts, and her glasses were all bent. And it was just, we were overcrowded at the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you break her back a little bit?
No, we didn't break them, but we bent them.
Okay. Could you describe what your coworkers are like and how you feel towards them?
Well, when I first started teaching at National Mine, you know, the school was like a big family. Mm-hmm. Everybody got along. We had a good time, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is still going on today, except it seems like there are so many more students here now that you kind of lose contact with everybody. Personally, when I have morning duty, I go out on the playgrounds in the morning, and I have noon duty, I go out on the playgrounds at noon duty, and then with an extra gym class, fourth grade gym class, I just don't see many of the other faculty members. Mm-hmm. They come passing through the gymnasium, and I talk to them just briefly, you know, and say hi and whatnot, but as Bill Emblem calls the area across the gym, he calls it the Ho Chi Minh Trail, because that's the only way to get from the elementary side of the school over to the lunchroom without going upstairs and around. Yeah. But, you know, I don't have an awful lot of contact with people anymore. But when I do, you know, it's, the relationship here is very friendly, very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At any time did you feel like changing careers? Becoming something else?
Well, I really enjoy working with wood, and I think if I were to make a career change, I would like to try to do something in carpentry. Because I like that type of work too. I do that in summertime once in a while.
That's awesome. Okay.
Gives you a feeling of satisfaction when you can build something or have something, take something and make it look good.
Okay. How did the community feel about National High School?
The community was very supportive. Very supportive. There was when I was in school here, I know there was an active parents group and everything, and today there's an active parents group again. For a while, it kind of just slacked off, but now they're showing interest again.
Okay. Did any of your family members or relatives work here while you were working?
No.
Okay. How has the building itself changed over the years?
Well, the building has changed. There have been four classes added on to the front of the building, the kindergarten, first, second, and third grades. Those are new, right? The two portables alongside the building that we got this year, and the, as I said before, the changing of the auditorium, that is gone, and the lunchroom and band room have taken its place. The floor was leveled and they put those rooms. One of the biggest problems we had for years after that construction was done with the auditorium is that it made my gymnasium a big box with no acoustics. And finally this year, this summer, they put acoustical tile in there. And I think you can notice the difference yourself. It's much quieter now than it was last year.
Okay. Have you maintained any contact with your former students or coworkers?
I see former students quite often out on the street. I'll see them down either in Ishpeming or Marquette in the stop and talk to them.
Were you here when that fire was about? And the school burnt down?
No.
You were here? No. It was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to do it all over again, would you choose the same career?
Yes, I would. I enjoy working with kids. I enjoy what I'm doing. We've got kind of a unique program here at National Mine where we get outdoors a lot. As you know, we go out hiking in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
We test wild apples, right?
Yeah. On the nature trail.
We go on the nature trail, right? We go skiing. Sometimes when the weather conditions are right, we're able to use the snowshoes. We do a lot of outdoor things. And I love the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I love to hunt and things like that. And I just like to go out and see what we can find. One of the humorous, this brings another humorous story. I was skiing with one of my classes last year, and I was going along the trail, and I looked, and there were some partridge tracks alongside the ski trail, and all of a sudden they disappeared. So I stopped as I was skiing on the trail. I backed up, and as I backed up, I was about 3 feet away from these tracks, and all of a sudden the partridge exploded out of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
They covered themselves with warmth, and this partridge scared the tar out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But here it came, and one of my students was behind me, and he said, "Wow, Mr. Gray, did you see that?" I said, "See it." He said, "I almost stepped on it."
Yeah.
But, you know, those are types of things that, here being at National Mine, being kind of a rural area, we can do those types of things.
Yeah, like unlike in the big cities and stuff.
Right. We can do a lot of the outdoor, get out and see nature. And that's what I enjoy.
I suppose I'd really miss out in the big cities and stuff like that.
I would think so, yes.
Okay. What were the greatest challenges you faced during your career?
Well, some of the... Getting acoustical tile in my ceiling was one. That one. Another thing was trying to get cross-country skis. A lot of people didn't see the use for cross-country skiing in the schools. And it took us a couple years. Mr. Rusing and I fought for skis, and we went to school board meetings. And finally, after a couple years of convincing people and talking, we finally got cross-country skis. And a lot of the skis that we got, that was 10 or 12 years ago. We still have them today. So once we got by the initial cost of the equipment, you know, it hasn't cost that much. Maybe we have to repair a couple or replace a couple pair of boots occasionally. I think there have been only two pair of skis out of 24 pair that we had to replace.
That's been a lot of fun.
It's an excellent way to get physically fit.
Yeah. What were your biggest responsibilities on the jump?
What are my biggest responsibilities? Just making sure all the rules are followed and all the goals are met, and nobody gets injured in my class.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
What every day. Did you ever win any special awards or be recognized for your job performances?
No.
Okay. You should be. Thank you, good teacher.
Thank you.
Okay. What are your fondest memories about the school, teaching here?
Fondest memories of the school. I think, well, I guess one of the fondest memories that I have is when the time that I turned 40, which was 3 years ago, in November, and everybody had a good time on my birthday. Everybody, I think, except me. Because when you turn 40, they say you're over the hill, you know? All the teachers, all the students wore black. Yeah. There were black balloons all over the building. Mm-hmm. There were signs that had been printed that said, Mr. Gray is 40 today. Mm-hmm. They were all over the building. Mr. Rusing gave me an award. It was an off-color award. I can't put it on my wall. You know, but it was one of these humorous type things. And I went out to get into my truck to leave, and somebody had put some Vaseline on my door handle. And I opened the truck and got in, and there was some on my steering wheel. And there was some on my gear shift lever. So I got that all wiped off, you know. And everybody was looking out of the windows laughing. And as I put the truck in gear and started going ahead, there were about 10 cans from the school hot lunch program, soup cans, tied to my bumper that I was dragging along. But, you know, it was just a day that everybody had fun, you know, at my expense. But I think it came very deservedly because I, you know, made a little mischief in the days that I worked here. So.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll sum it up. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I want to thank you very much for interviewing me. You did a fine job.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll get in the book.
We'll try.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we came up with something else here to add about one of his fondest memories.
I just happened to remember that. Back when I was, I was a senior, we were down in the English room. There were four of us. We were using this room as a study hall, and one of us came up with the brainy idea of with a small pin, scratching our name in the blackboard. Now, don't write in there that it was a pin, because all the students in the world would be starting scratching with whatever.
Yeah.
But we sat down and we scratched our initials and names in the blackboard, just in a little corner where you couldn't see it very well. Mm-hmm. But as I just showed you, mine is still there from 1966.
Yeah. Jim G.
Jim G.
Yeah.
And some of my cronies' names are in there also.
Yeah, some of your buddies there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you come up with something else, I'll have to come back.
Okay.
Okay.